Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in one of your favorite and best-loved musical romances, Rose Marie, and starring your two favorite and best-loved singers, Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy. Lady Esther feels this is a fitting prelude to the revival of this endearing operetta at the famous Greek Theater in Los Angeles on July 7th. Many of you will remember how the story begins at the Opera House in Montreal, where Marie Deflore, Canada's great operatic star, is appearing in Romeo and Juliet.
I'll ever forget that night. Canada, Montreal, where I'd been born. And the evening had been a triumph for me. Yet all the applause that filled the opera house, the crowd shouting my name, couldn't quite still the secret worry in my heart. I must have had a premonition that night. As I left the stage, Anna, my maid, was waiting in the wings.
Madame, there's someone to see you. A man.
Anna, you know I can't see anyone now. I'm too tired.
He said to give you this ring.
This ring? Oh, where is he?
In your dressing room, madame.
Come, quickly. You, where did you get this ring? Well, speak up. It's all right. You can talk in front of Anna.
You know the man who sent that ring?
Yes.
He ran away from the penitentiary.
Escaped?
He told me to bring the ring and you would help.
Well, where is he? Is he here?
No.
Oh, then where?
I cannot tell you.
But you must. I want to help. I'm Jack Flower's sister.
His sister?
Yes. Is he safe? Is he all right?
He's better now. When I find him in the woods, he's very sick. Bullet in the shoulder.
Oh, they tracked him down.
Yes. But the mounted police who comes after him, he is dead. Oh. Your brother killed him.
Oh, no.
He's safe. He can get away, but he needs money. Plenty money to get out of the country.
Where is he? How far is it?
Train to Quebec, then boat, then woods.
When will you start back?
Tonight, first train. You give me the money to take to him?
No, I'll take it myself. I'm going with you.
Madame.
Well, don't worry, Anna. I'm not afraid of the woods.
I'm not thinking of the woods, madame. I was thinking about the police.
Far over the snow, one of those voices.
Dead or alive, we are out to get you dead or alive. gun, throw your gun away. Here come the Mounties, forget the men they're after now.
Down through the hill, like the bank of anchor goes down the hill.
We are after you.
Oh, no. I'm not serenading any bunch of Mounties. I got a date.
Who is she, Bruce?
The cutest little thing in this whole...
Sergeant Bruce?
Yes?
The CO wishes to see you. At once.
Bruce, I don't like to do this to you, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to send you back to the woods.
Oh, but sir, I just got down.
I know, and I hate to disappoint all the young ladies on the post, but... Here, take a look at this photograph.
Yes, sir.
Name is Jack Flower. About 21, sent to jail for a minor offense, escaped about 10 days ago. Think you'd recognize him?
I'm sure I would, sir.
He's hiding somewhere up near Lake Chibougam.
Oh, that's the case Bennett is on.
Was on. They found his body this morning.
I didn't know, sir. When do I leave?
At once, by plane.
I didn't know it then, of course. But now there were two of us going after Jack. And we might never have met except for what happened at Peribonka. It was in that crude little frontier town that Boniface, the half-breed who had brought me Jack's ring, disappeared with my purse and all my money. I was frantic with fear, not for myself, but for Jack. I walked and walked the streets, trying to think what I could do. And then, suddenly, I wasn't walking alone.
Hello. Lovely evening, don't you think?
I beg your pardon,
Now, don't let the uniform scare you. Unless you're a criminal, which I doubt.
As it happened, I'm not interested in what
Oh, no offense, man. It's just part of my job, protecting strangers in a rough town like this.
Thank you. I don't need protection. Good night.
Oh, now, look here. I can't let you wander around the streets alone. It's dangerous.
I tell you, I'm all right.
No, I think I'd better take you home. Where are you staying?
At the hotel.
That's funny. You're not registered.
I know. I was just going
Haven't
to...
Haven't you any luggage? Any bags?
Oh, yes. Yes, I left them down at the store. The man's taking care of them for me.
Oh, yes. He told me. You're the one who lost her money. Well, come on in and tell me all about it.
Come in? Where?
Now, don't get nervous. This is strictly official. If you don't believe me, just read that sign.
Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Now then, let's get all the details down on paper. First, your name.
Rose.
Rose?
Yes. R-O-S-E.
R-O-S-E. Rose. Marie DeFleur. I always thought you were just Marie DeFleur. That's a pretty name, Rose Marie. Why don't you use it?
I don't know what you're talking about. My name's not DeFleur.
Oh, now look here. I could pick you out of a million. Why, I heard you sing just two nights ago in Montreal. I was in the first row.
Oh.
Now, tell me what it's all about. What are you doing up here?
I see you're too smart for me to lie to. The truth is, I want to get away from people. I wanted to come to some place where I wouldn't be known. That's why I didn't report the theft. I didn't want to have to give my name.
I see. Well, I'll have to make some sort of report, give a reason for your being here.
Well, couldn't you say I came to go fishing?
Sure, fishing. Where?
I don't know. He didn't say.
He? Who's he?
Oh, I... Really, this is very embarrassing. When you're a public figure like I am, you can't just...
I understand.
See, why, I've got to find that guide. I've just got to.
I've got a pretty good idea of where he might be. There's a big Indian festival upriver tonight. Every Indian for miles around will be there.
Oh, thank you. Now, if you'll just tell me how to get there,
I'll do better than that. I'll take you there myself.
It was a weird scene. The tom-toms beating, a great fire burning, the Indians dancing in war paint and feathers. Sergeant Bruce seemed to know almost everyone there. He went off through the crowd making inquiries, and that's when I found Boniface. He'd spent very little of my money, just enough for some bourbon. And he'd seen me with the Mountie so I could put the fear of heaven in him. He promised to meet me in town later so we could leave that night. He slipped away into the dock just as Sergeant Bruce came back. He was ready to leave, and in a few minutes we were paddling down the river in his canoe.
Too bad we didn't get your man, Mr. Floor.
Yes, it is too bad.
Suppose you don't find him. I hope you won't go back.
Well, there really wouldn't be any reason to stay.
Why not? Just look at those stars, the river, and those gorgeous mountains. Of course, I know you didn't come for the scenery. Still, I wouldn't want you to go away disappointed. If there's anything I can do to help, just consider me at your disposal.
Such a romantic speech. All you need is a little music.
Oh, I've got that, too.
Oh, sweet Rosemary, it's easy to see why all and to know you love you. You're gentle and kind, divinely designed, as graceful as the pines above you. There's an angel's breath beneath your sigh. There's a little devil in your eye. Oh, Rosemary, I love you. I'm always dreaming of you. No matter what I do, I can't.